Thank you so much. Please do take your seat. Greetings once more in the name of Jesus. Are you here tonight? I said greetings in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are going to continue where we left. We said, let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this evening. We give ourselves to you. We surrender our life. Thank you, Lord, as we enter into this service. Speak, touch, transform, and renew us by your Holy Spirit. Touch each and every one of us as we have come for your help. We thank you, Father, even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Only you, only you. We are going to have a time of prayer together. And I want to highlight, as we started about 2 weeks or so on the deliverance service one, that blessing, both blessing and curses, come as a result of words. Can you say words? Words have power. The Bible says in the beginning was what? The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. All things that you see have been created by words. We have quoted, the scripture says very nicely, that the words that I speak, they are spirit, and they are what? And they are life. So when we talk about curses, the reality of it is that you have to stay away from the harm's way. We will read just now about Abraham, because all of us want God's blessing. Abraham, we sing songs. Abraham's blessing are mine. The reason behind the claim is what Abraham apprehended by faith. When he believed, he was credited that he's the father of all those who will believe. Now, it's words. So I'm going to take you into memory lane. Maybe you might not have memory at all, which is good. But maybe there is a bank of things that continue to haunt you and that will continue to haunt. And today, the main part is to make sure that we deal with issues in our life, in the life of our own families, that God will unravel. As I said, when I grew up, they used to have medication, and somebody will advertise the medication and say, "Ke makonatlotle." What is makonatlotle in Zulu? Yeah? Ke makonatlotle, kasi Zulu, ke makonatlotle. Huh? Makonazong. Got one medication, one whatever that they give to you, they say, "This one, headache, back pain, whatever." And at night, if you hear something, you understand that, this thing is embodied with supernatural power. If you eat it or you drink it, it's going to do some things. So you have to understand that Satan is an old crook. And his intent is just one. The Bible in the book of John 10 says Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And if you play in his domain, he will lick you. There is a woman, we are told the story, is a true story. She used to keep in her house a python. You know a python? She used to keep a python. Feed it. And then they said, and she slept with a python on the bed. I mean, Satan himself. So what happened? Couple of days or months, the snake will coil itself around the woman. And the woman told friends and others and said, "The snake loves me." Now and then it coils around me. What kind of love is this? Mercy. So the snake continued, and they warned her. They said, "The snake, this thing swallows. Beware, it swallows a thing." So the snake is measuring if it can swallow you. But the woman, you know, there are people who say, me, I don't take your advice. Your counsel, no. Yeah, 10 years. And one day, the snake decided, I'm going to lick you so good, you will disappear. The snake swallowed her. I don't know if you understand. In the beginning, it's like a joke. It's like small weights. Somebody puts it this way, say, if you go to Genesis chapter 2, the snake, Genesis chapter 3, the snake is a snake, is a small snake. Crafty, deceitful, and all of that. In the book of Revelation, the snake, the Bible calls the dragon, that old serpent. So when you look at it, it looks like, oh, this thing is a small thing. But the reality of it is that the power that you are yielding, or it will yield over your life over time, when you allow it to manifest itself, when you feed it, you are the one who's going to experience this wrath. And therefore, you might find yourself in difficulty. The challenge I have is that my message is very long. So we'll see how far we go. Is that fine? Because my time has a close-up time, which is very good. Somebody said, I like the morning service because I'm definitely sure it must come out. The second one, I'm not sure. So we will see. You see, when you are not sick, when you don't have a problem, you look at the time. Yeah. But the day when it's your day, you'll start to realize that time is of no significance except your problem that you are struggling with. Am I talking to somebody? Jesus spoke words. And in the many words, or the less words he spoke, Jesus did great and mighty works. So curses and blessings come the same way. Let's go back to the book of, we said curses as well are generational. They run through families. Lands, certain places are cursed. There are things on them. If you come there, certain things will happen to you because you are in the domain, you are in the environment. And when you move out, the power of the territorial spirit has no power over your life. So, Genesis 22, 16 to 17. And he said, by myself I have sown, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you. Blessing, I'll do what? Yeah. You see, there are things that people give that after they've given those things, they become permanent. Blessing, I'll do what? Blessing, I will bless you. We'll go to Numbers. Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendant as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendant shall possess the gates of their enemies. Hey, this thing is powerful. What do you think? Now, the book of Numbers, I didn't prepare it, but it has come into my spirit. I think it's Numbers 22 or Numbers 23, where this man says, what God has blessed, I'll give it to you now. Praise Jesus. I think it might be possibly chapter 23. What God has blessed, no one can reverse it. Verse 23 of chapter 23. Oh, we can start from, yeah, verse 19. Oh, verse 18 says, then this is a prophet, Balaam, who is termed a false prophet. It says, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Do you see it? Oh, no, let's go. This is verse what? Verse 18. Verse 8. Thank you. How shall I curse? Yes. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom God has not denounced? Mercy. Do you see it? Now, let's go to verse 18. So, there are people, because Abraham made a covenant with God, there is something that Abraham gave. And there are many of Abraham's enemies. We read last week that God said to Abraham, blessing our blessing. Those who curse you, I will curse. It's a protection that God gives to us. I was talking to somebody that said, you should be careful. Tell your neighbor, you should be careful. Yeah, you should be careful. Because sometimes you do not know who you are talking to. Yeah. Then he took up his oracles and said, rise up, O Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie. No, the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? Behold, I have received the command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot reverse it. Mercy. God has done what? And I cannot reverse it. We'll go to the book of, after this, the book of Esther. It says, he has not observed iniquity in Jacob. Wickedness. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob. Nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. And the shout of a king among them. Hallelujah. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. Verse 23. For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Now, the Bible says the shout of a king. Now, when you are blessed, when the blessing of the Lord is upon your life, people might wish to harm you, but it is to their own head. And I want to prove it to you in the book of Esther, chapter 6, I think it's chapter 6. The Bible says, the wife, Then Haman told his wife and all his friends and everything that has happened to him, his wise men and his wife, I mean, he's in trouble. Zeresh said to him, if Mordecai, let's read the verse together, then I'll explain. One, two, go. When Haman told his wife, Zeresh, and all his friends, everything that has happened to him, his wise men and his wife, Zeresh, said to him, they are giving him a definite and ultimate, and they are very sure about what they are saying. They've observed it in time. And what do they say? If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to do what? To fall, is of a Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him. It's definite. I said to somebody, be careful. Yes. I said, you can point the finger, but be careful. Because your finger might dry up. Your hand might never work again. So, what we have read, the hair I don't have stands up. Because if God is in it, who can come against it? Now, if God is not in your case, who's going to deliver you? If God is not on your side. I mean, we are just talking about the kind of requirement that God demanded on Abraham. Genesis chapter 22. It says, because you have done this thing. You have done what? This thing. He says, with a blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven. This has nothing to do with biology. We can enter territories and places and come out. And people are shocked. How do you do it? How does it come to pass? It seems like things are working on your side. No, it's not. It's not. It's the kind of things. I was saying to somebody, honor God in your youthful years. Live for Him because it will show up. It's an investment. You know investment. It grows by deposits. If you don't deposit, it doesn't grow. But you have been around. So you have been depositing. It depends. Other people are busy depositing things they will not want to see. Because when they mature, every deposit has a maturity date. My blessing has maturity date. Imagine somebody. Yeah. My deposit has a maturity date. So God says to Abraham, I will bless you. I'll multiply you. I'll increase you. Verse 8 of chapter 23 of the book of Numbers. I mean, it's amazing. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not what? Denounced. Now, verse 18, from verse 18 going down, give us a picture of those who have a covenant with God, the power and the grace. So then he took up his oracle and said, rise up, Balak. And here, listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie. Why will God lie to you? God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. What God has said, he will not retract. He will not repent from it. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. Can we read the verse together? One, two, go. I have received. He says, I've been given a command to do what? To bless. And then he turns around. It's no longer him who's blessing. He says, he has done what? He has blessed. And I cannot do what? So, I was saying to somebody, you can't fight against the blessing. It's not possible. The blessing is sure. The blessing is given. I was saying to somebody, as compared to being envious, annoyed about the success, the breakthrough of somebody, celebrate them. Deal with your heart. Make the reverse of it so that the blessing can come to you. Imagine somebody. The blessing can do what? There is a blessing. There is a blessing. Hallelujah. We are in verse 20. Behold, I have received your blessing. Verse 21. He has not observed iniquity in Jacob. He has not seen wickedness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. Can we read that sentence? The Lord, want to go? The Lord his God, hey! The shout of a king is among them. What is your understanding? That's why it's very funny that most people believe they can care for themselves. The shout of a king, the Lord, his God, is with him. The shout of a king is among them. Verse 22. He's saying this to the enemy of Israel. God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox. For there is no sorcery. Tell your neighbor, there is no sorcery. Maybe we needed to read, where's my interpreter? Maybe we needed to read it in Tswana, Pedi, Zulu, so that you can understand. Any Bible translation? Who has it? And you can read. Can we have an extra mic? It says, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. Yeah, sometimes you need to read it first if you are not a usual reader of the language, you know. I'm a Motswana. I have a Tswana Bible on my head. I read it as frequent because sometimes you are preaching in places and you want to read and you realize that even Tswana words, you want to read them in English. Yes, sir. Go for it. If you have found it. Numbers 23:20. Any other language that you have, if we can make sense of it. Because sometimes our local language reveals some deep secrets and mysteries. Hallelujah. There is no sorcery. There is no? Yes. So, you need to make your mind much quicker in this regard. Just verse 23, then we do. So all of us are English here. Hey. Hey, thanks. Let's have more. Yes, if you are ready, you can read. I see the queue is increasing. Thank you. Thank you.
Numbers 23:23, Kasepedi. Ditlogolo tsa Jakobo ga di kgonwe ka boloi. Setšhaba sa Iseraele ga se phekole ka bodupi. Bjale go tla bolelwa ka ba Iseraele go thwe, bonang tše Modimo a di dirilego.
Let's go back to number one.
Ditlogolo tsa Jakobo ga di kgonwe ka boloi.
Ga di kgonwe
ka boloi.
Ka boloi. Now you have to understand why we get born again, why we give our life to Christ. Why we experience the goodness of the Lord, Christ died and rose from the dead. He created all things. We have come under his shelter. When you see the deliverer of Israel, the Bible says, God said to them, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But this one, I like it because Pedi says it, Hore, Banabaha Jacobe, Abakoniki,
Abakoni Kabuloi.
Abakoni Kabuloi. You cannot bewitch them. Huh? If you are ready, you can read for us. Okay, it's the same. Thank you. Then it says, no, any divination. What is divination? Oh, you have closed your Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, so read. So now let's read it. So I get head and tail, yeah. But it's fine.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, I think it's not head and tail. It's really day and night. Eh?
Yeah.
Hagona botlhodi. Do you know botlhodi? Divination. Crystal ball. You people who go and watch the mirror. You are here. Don't behave like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You will not find them.
Yes.
There is no divination against. But a little hotola. Crystal ball. You know the crystal ball?
Yes.
You know the mirror people? Yes. And he says there, Hana Buitanape. There's no magic. There is no magic against your life. Yaren kaspedi aussi. Di tlogolo tsa Jakobe ga di khonwe ka boloi. So today we are dealing with witchcraft. We are dealing with curses. But we are saying to the Lord, we didn't know. You see, when you don't know you have money, the day you know, they ask you, how did you come to know? You tell them. Knowledge has come. Knowledge has done what? Has come. I know now that you owe me. And therefore, I want my share. Tell your neighbor, I know now. Oh, Morena Jesus, this is nice. Okay, let's go to, what time is it? I shouldn't get too excited. Thank you so much. I just wanted this part. I think it has given me a good picture. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Esther 6:13. Then we continue. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that has happened to him, what happened to him? He was made to display his own enemy. Or what he perceived to be his enemy. He walked Mordecai around the city square, proclaiming, this is what the king desires to do to those who honor him. Huh? They said, if Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of a Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him. This is advice from wise men. And what? His wife. The wife already is cutting mourning clothes. The wife has come to accept, my husband, you are gone. There are people that are untouchable. Did you hear what I said? There are people that are what? Yeah. There are people that are untouchable. God can allow you to touch them so that there will be a cause and a reason for your destruction. You remember Mene Tekel? Yeah. Hey. Mene what? Yeah. He says, you have been weighed and being found light. In other words, when we looked at him, we found him. And the wife said, together with the wise men, if Mordecai, if so-and-so is a child of God, he has believed in Christ Jesus, you have no chance. Down you are going. Up you cannot come. You will not prevail against him, but surely you'll do what? You'll fall before him. Mercy. So tell your neighbor, guard your tongue. Yeah. Surely you will fall before him. Blessing is very powerful. The Bible says, I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. The book of Genesis 27, 24, 29. The story of brothers. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. Next, please, up to verse 29. He said, bring it near to me, and I'll eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, come near now, kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed and said, surely the smell of my son is like the dew, It's like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, my God, give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth, plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow before you. Be master over your brethren. Let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Tell your neighbor, this is too powerful. Curses can be a sign of punishment on our life. And sometimes, that's why people like asking the question, whose son are you? Who's your father? Sometimes things can be going well and things can be going bad for you. But if somebody asks, who is your father? Oh, that is can be a promotion. I gave you an understanding of my situation and my wife. We traveled to China. And when we arrive in China, we don't speak Mandarin. They don't speak English. So we decided, let's book a hotel, put our bags, go to the city square, where we thought it was a square, busy place, a station, to see if we can pick up one, two things and come back. And somebody came when he saw us. We are very obvious. So the person came and says, where do you come from? And we said, South Africa. Just a name. South Africa. The person has a good memory of South Africa. And he says, when I say South Africa, he speaks nominal English. He says, Mandela. You should have seen his face. It was like, Mandela is my grandfather or my father. He has seen me on the picture with Mandela and all of that. Mercy. The guy paid, he said to us, you know, when you talk about angels, you people don't believe in angels. The guy said to us, it's like he knows where we want to go. We didn't know where we want to go. We had an idea. Yes. So he took us, he says, he took us to a city 230 kilometers away. And when we arrived, bullet train. It's quick train. He says, don't take a bus. Take a train. Let's take it. He pays for us. We go. Don't you think they are angels? Huh? He pays for us. We go. Immediately we get into the train. I sleep. Gone with the wind. So what happens is, we arrive where we are going. He shows us the place we are supposed to go. He hires a red cap, a yellow cap. Gets us into the yellow cap. Drops us and shows us, here is Nigerians, here is Kenyans, here is what, there's South Africans. Then he says, don't go to the Nigerian hotel. In China, do you know China? You people don't know God. I'm saying, the blessing, they are blessing associated with names. Yeah. They are blessing associated with what? Names. Yes. You can mention your name and it can be the end of you. People can ask twice, are you so-and-so? Yes. Are you so? Do you know so-and-so? Okay, I'll see you. And that's it. You'll try and push as much. May the Lord deliver you from such kind in the name of Jesus. If there is a curse, there is a cause for it. Every curse has a cause. The book of Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, like a fleeting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without a cause shall not alight. In other words, no one can curse you without reason. And this is why I'm saying what? Be Be careful. Be careful. People play. The modern people play on the dangerous space. They have a tendency to take holy things. Because you come to church, you speak in tongues, you understand some scriptures, and so forth. Your carelessness exposes you. I was talking to somebody who was misbehaving badly, calling his pastor names. I said, regardless of how you feel about it, you didn't call him. He's not your servant. Do you understand? He's not your servant. Be conscious, be aware, be careful. Because if you are not careful, you are soon going to be paying. I'm going to tell somebody. Be what? Be careful. So curses don't just come. The Bible says, like a fleeting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without a cause shall not alight. In other words, no one can curse you unless you have started to drive it. Don't create an environment for somebody to say something. You better create an environment for somebody to bless. Imagine somebody. Yeah, people curse themselves. People curse themselves. Anyway, I'm left with not so much of a time, but I think I have some time. God blessed Abraham. He said, out of your country. And he said to him, I will bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you. Now, let me show you a picture. Last week we spoke about Abraham. Abraham goes, and as Abraham goes, he takes along a person called brother Lot. You know Lot. Lot comes along. And Lot prospers with Abraham. Then when Lot is prospering and things are working for him, Lot makes the decision, or his workers start to fight the workers of Abraham. And so Abraham realized that Lot is not dealing with his people. He's taking advantage. And there is a possibility that everything that Lot has comes from Abraham. Then Abraham says, choose for yourself. Which side do you want to go? And the Bible says he looked and he saw and he thought to himself. Now, what he didn't know is that he says, those who bless you, I'll do what? I'll bless. And those who curse you, I'll do what? The fact that now he has become in opposition of Abraham, he's starting another dynasty that the Lord has not initiated. He goes. For a season, he seems like he's prospering. But not long enough, he finds himself in Sodom and Gomorrah, in the square, in the public square. What a shame. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Yeah. It says, I'll curse him who curses you. God brought protection upon his people. And there are things that God will curse. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 11 to 16. Idol worship. God, there is a curse for idol worship. So since you have come to God, don't keep. We were talking with a young woman some years ago. She had a boyfriend. And so they were parting ways. The boyfriend wanted the wig, wanted the shoes, wanted the bag, wanted the clothes, and wanted her out. So the girl was traumatized by the choice and the decision she has made. I said, Make the decision. Give the guy. Don't wait for him. He has already told you he wants his things back. He knows what he's doing. This is fishing. It's making you to think your decision. Now, pack all the other things that you know he will want and go and surrender them to him than for you to try and fight the guy. Because they can become... Now, people get born again, but they keep their idols. They don't throw away the things they depend. It says, and Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, "This shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin, and this shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levite shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, 'Cursed is the one who makes a cleft molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret.' And all the people shall answer and say," what? "Amen." Next, please. "Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt." And all the people shall say what? All of us are victims of the last. Do you understand? I mean, there are many. We're saying, you have already set yourself for a curse. Your mother doesn't have to say anything. Do you notice that your mother doesn't have to say anything? Doesn't have to shout. Doesn't have to call you by name. Doesn't have to say anything. Or your father, just to say, psst. Or even if they don't say anything, they just decide, it's fine. Do what you want to do. That's it. And the Bible says, and all the people shall say what? Amen. The security said, you are in trouble. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Lord, have mercy upon us. May the Lord deliver me and you and our families in the name of Jesus. Exodus 23:5, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a cleft image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is on earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, nor for I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate him." So some of us, we venerate the ancestors. In the night or early hours, usually this happens when we are doing funerals, specifically funerals that I conduct. I try and tell the family, if you want to do your things, don't do them in my presence. But there's always somebody who will insist. They want to do them during the funeral. I don't know if you understand. I've said to some people, "I will not bury. We will not bury. We will not do it." What you believe, you should believe. And that's why we tell members, write your will. If you know your people, write how you want to be buried. Because you are suddenly going to have somebody who's not sure where they are going. And then pronounce a curse not only to the deceased, but to every person, the children and everybody else. Because he's affirming it in front of every person. Imagine somebody. We see these things every day. So I say, we don't do the what do you call it? Tombstone. No. Most of the time is veneration. You open this, you buy this stone, will come and bless it. That's it. Nobody needs to know. It's you, your family. That's good. But we're not going to build another altar and we come and affirm it. I said, no, I'm not coming. If you are going to make a party, I'm not coming. This person has died 10, 15, 20 years ago. I'm not coming. I won't be there. The curse is vicious. Why should I participate in it? If you want to die, do it yourself. You and your children. Let poverty come and grip you. But I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to say to the public that the pastors endorse it. The pastor never said anything. And if you speak against it, people... So I tell the family before we start, I say, we cannot participate. We are sorry. It's your own thing. If you want me, I'll come. It's my member. I'll come. Bless them. Bless their tombstone and disappear. You can do your party, whatever. But I cannot come in the company of your people for veneration. No. It's very clear. It's not confused. Am I telling somebody? And God says, because you have done this thing and you have not withheld this from me, I will bless you. So there is a curse when we worship other things and keeping those things that are cursed. There are things that are cursed. They are holy to themselves. Sleeping with somebody's wife is a curse. You don't have to be caught by the wife. You don't have to be caught by the husband or any other person. No. It's there. I see, you don't want to proclaim the Mount Ebal. Amen. you want to leave your options open. Okay. The book of Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. Cursed is a man who trusts in the arm of the flesh. Thus says the Lord. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and make his flesh his strength. Why most of our sisters struggle in life? From a very young age, they are taught to trust in men. A young girl will be told, we will no longer buy you clothes. I'm sure even now they are telling you, if you are a single woman, that swap line. Hey, you are too quiet. It's like I'm on it, eh? But what is the bearing? So what? So apply. Surupi, samperege. Surupi, bereka. Kibului. Wickedness. Huh? Wickedness. Yeah. Alright. I better stop here because I can see that now. There is a curse for a thief. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. Then he said to me, this is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with his timber and stone. In other words, nothing will be left. This way, some people, they've run their businesses and whatever. When they die, all dies with them. The curse has come. You can't even identify that these children, they had an advantage at some stage in their life. You can't see it. Mercy. There is what we call malicious, dangerous curses. And this, I spoke about it in the beginning. Where you can enter a place or do an act and a curse is activated. Joshua 6:26. When Joshua destroyed Jericho, he pronounced a curse upon the land, upon the city. And Joshua charged them at that time. This curse only manifested after 400 years. Where will you be in 400 years from today? Who will know? Who will know 400 years from today? Who will know that there was a curse that the man of God pronounced, and the curse now is coming to pass? Then Joshua charged them at the time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds his city, this city, Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his young, the youngest, he shall set his gate." Vicious. Tell your neighbor, this is vicious. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. It's the same. This is the curse. This is the fulfillment of the curse. Oh, this is the pronunciation of David. Where's the fulfillment? I thought I wrote it. 1 Kings 16:34. 1 Kings, we'll come to that. Maybe we'll jump this one. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. "In this day, Hail of Bethel built Jericho." This is 400 years after. He built what? Yeah. This is why people take waste light. They say, this thing cannot work. It will not affect me. You play games. He laid his foundation with Abiram, his firstborn, and with his young son, Segub, he set up its gates according to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. 400 years. Huh? You know, many years ago, I wanted to build a house in my village here. My uncle stays here in Hebron, Kabbalah Tani. I have a land there, a piece of land. I got the land. But before that, there's a place I wanted. Every time I pass there, I remember it's right on the main road. I said to my uncle, "I want this piece of land." You know what my uncle said? He spoke about this case. He says, "This land was inhabited before." It's like entering a flat in Sunnyside. Okay, there is a principle in law. They say possession is 1/10 of the law. Your house must be dedicated. Before you came, there were others who came before you. And they might have had such difficulty that they called spirits, powers, and even did wickedness in the place before you came. And suddenly nothing works ever since you have come. The vengeance in the place. I mean, this guy, what does he have anything to do with Jericho? What does he know? This is a multi-billionaire possibly at this time to build a city. He's idling. He's saying, "I'll build it. I'll revive ancient ruins." But he has not invited God to deal with the foundations. And so, guess what? It comes and it grips. And before he knows it, he lost his firstborn. He doesn't know. You call it bad luck. Before you know it, he has lost his secondborn, Segub. And everybody says, something is wrong. What he doesn't know, it has got nothing to do with any other person but the curse on the land. Mercy. We have what we call father's blessing and father's curses. We don't have time. Time will not allow us. We have what we call father's blessing. And that's why we try as much to teach people that the fight between your father and your mother is not your fight. Stay away from it. Clear yourself from it. Regardless of what you have seen or what you have been made to say. Unfortunately for many women, they will use children as part of the bargaining chips. They will deny the child to see his father and demonize the father and all of that. And then pronounce a curse upon their own children to ill-treat their father, to refuse to relate with their father. And then a curse manifests. They are highly educated, skilled, able, but because of the attitude they have towards their father, and their father said the word, says just, and we read the verse, honor your father and your mother. Imagine somebody, hey, they are keeping quiet. They are scaring me. But there is a blessing of a father. And that's what we should sort. Hallelujah. Then you have self-exposed curses where people go against what God has said. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse. God says, don't steal. But people will still steal. So your house will never hold. The Bible says, honor your father, honor your mother. And you decide, I will not do it. You live in Gauteng like you are a king. Yet your mother has no water. Huh? Then your mother curses. When he sees the children of the neighbor coming every now and then, or sending money for this or that, says, Na rabelega, rabelega di lo fela. Eh? Rabelega di lo fela. You become di lo fela. Become a vagabond here in the city. You walk this day. Every time I see this homeless, vagabonds, there is a case for homeless and vagabonds. Can you check it for me, Pastor Michael? Vagabonds, curses on vagabonds. Vagabonds is a person who have no permanent stay. Move from one place to another. He has no place of abode. Restless in spirit. It's a curse. So every time I see it on the street, that's why I had the ministry here in the church to send people back from where they come from. I would tell them, this is a curse. To come to the city to look for a job and end up sleeping on the streets. You were better in your village. Psalm 109, verse 10, please. Psalm 109, verse 10. I think I'm going to stop here. Let his children continue to be vagabonds. Do you see it? Do you see it? And beg. Vagabonds do what? They beg. Maybe let's start from verse 1. We'll stop at verse 10. Let them seek their bread from their desolate places. Madangi. You know Madangi? Have you seen people? I'm sure today now you know. It's not by accident. Do not keep silent, O God, of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is just, let him be found guilty. And let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. And let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless. And his wife a widow. Let his children continue to be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Is there anything more that I need to say? There's nothing I need to say. You can read the whole of it when you get to your house. Leave it alone now. mercy. Time will not allow me, so I have to stop because I have okay, seven factors that shows that there is a curse. Anyway, there might be more. And there is a man of God called Derek Prince. He elaborates clearly on this. Number one, mental, to be mental. Emotional breakdown. Repeated or chronic illnesses. Repeated miscarriages. Breakdown of marriage and family alienation. Let me tell you something. Anyway, let me not go there. Let me leave it. Continuing financial insufficiency. Accident prone. History of suicide or unnatural death. The Bible says Jesus was make a curse for us so that we may receive a blessing. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. The death of Jesus on the cross was an exchange. Every good done through him have come to us. He was wounded so we might be healed. He died so that we might have life. He was made a sin so that we might become righteous. He was rejected so that we might be accepted. He was made a curse so that we might be a blessing, enter into a blessing. Jesus is the basis of God's provision upon our lives. God provided God provided our salvation through Christ. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So do your best to give God credit. Be a person who listens. Job said, even though he slay me, 13:15, he says, though he slay me, yet once again I will worship him. So we're going to pray. How do you get out of a curse? Difficulties one, recognize that there is a problem. Yes. Number two, recognize and you repent. You come before God, you repent. Denounce and resist. Hallelujah. Then scriptural basis. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 to 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. First John chapter 3 verse 8. He whose sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God has manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So, seven things we spoke apart about it. Number one, confess your faith in Christ because he is the high priest of our confession. Commit yourself to obedience. confess every known sin of for yourself and your ancestors. You have no identity of yourself with sin and the identity of your family. So you look into it, what has happened in the past. Forgive all other persons who have offended you. Renounce all contact with the occult, witchcraft, secret societies. Remove and destroy all contact objects. Here, some of us, when I usually use an example, we have safety belts, we have badges that we put not outside, the badges on our clothes, and the many things that remain attachments of the work of darkness. May the Lord have mercy. So renounce, release yourself from any evil covenant. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We lift up your name. We are grateful of your presence. Here we are. Touch, transform, renew us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name. If you are here tonight, while all eyes are closed and heads are bowed, and you know that you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to make right. The Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. So if you are here in our midst, you say, I want to receive Jesus, I want to be born again, just lift up your hand wherever you are sitting. Lift up your right hand wherever you are seated so I can see it. Lift it high so I can see it. Is there somebody tonight? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Can we give a powerful clap offering? Amen. Powerful.